Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Abaye Amar, I believe is where we're at. About 5-6 lines from the end of the page on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom. We thank him very much for keeping on sponsoring our daf each and every day. So what we are going to discuss today is we were in the middle of a discussion about a stira between two brisos. Well, one brisa says that if you bring a get on a boat, it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. The other one said that it has the status of Chutz La'aretz. So we first suggested yesterday that maybe that stira in the brisos is really a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether offer that comes on a boat and grows produce in it is chayiv in Chumas HaMaisros or not. So today we're going to have two other answers to that stira between the brisos. Then Amud Aleph is mostly going to talk about details of the geography of Eretz Yisrael, where the borders are exactly, how we draw the lines of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, as well as the halachic status of Surya. Surya, or areas that David HaMelech was Kovesh, but it has the status of a kibbutz yachid, not a kibbutz rabim, because David HaMelech was Kovesh before all of Eretz Yisrael that was supposed to be conquered was conquered. So the Gemara is going to go through three ways that Surya is like Chutz La'aretz, three ways that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, meaning three halachos, where Surya has the same halachos as Chutz La'aretz, three halachos where it has the same halachos as Eretz Yisrael. We're going to talk about selling an eved to somebody in Surya, because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to sell an eved to Chutz La'aretz, and if you do, the eved goes free. So we're going to discuss whether the same applies to Surya. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the Tumah of Surya. What if you go into Surya in a box? Do you become Tameh just like you would when you go into Eretz Am, when you go into Chutz La'aretz? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about writing a shtar in order to purchase land from a Nachri on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and in Surya, meaning there's a special heter, some sort of special heter that allows us to ask a Nachri to write a shtar in order that we can reacquire land in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Shabbos. If the opportunity is going to pass, and that's the only way we can reclaim the land of Eretz Yisrael, so we're allowed to do Amir L'Nachri to write such a shtar. Does the same apply to Surya? And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to begin the discussion of an Eved who brings a shtar with a clause in the shtar that says, Kol Nechasai K'nuyin Lach. Or if the shtar says, we have a few different variations, one where the shtar says that Atzma K'nuyin Lach, you're cutting to yourself, and also Kol Nechasai. So how do you do Kiyum Shtaros in such a shtar? Is B'fani Nichtam, B'fani Nechtam enough? Or do you need an actual Kiyum Shtaros? Or is there maybe a split between the Eved being Kona himself and the Eved being Kona everything else that the Adon is giving him as far as being Mekayim such a shtar? So that's going to be at the very end of the daf. So right now let's get back into the discussion we're in the middle of having on Daf Zayin and Beis. We had a stira between two brisos. One brisa paskind that if you're maybe get besvina, it's like maybe Be'eretz Yisrael, and the other brisa, and we assume that goes like the Chachamim, that a svina, that if you grow things on the svina, that's considered to be Eretz Yisrael. And the other brisa had said that if you maybe get besvina, it's maybe B'chutz La'aretz. So our first approach was that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that a svina is not considered Mechubar L'Karka, and therefore it has a din of Chutz La'aretz. Bein legabe get and bein legabe things that you grow in it. So Abaye says, no, hava Rabbi Yehuda. Both brisos, as far as gittin are concerned, hold like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a boat that's on the water is not considered mechubar lekarka. Velo kasha, it's still not a stira between the two brisos. Kan bisman she'ena svina gosheshes, kan bisman she'asvina gosheshes. That the brisa that says that if you maybe besvina, it's like bringing again in Chutz La'aretz, is talking about a svina that's not stuck in the mud of Eretz Yisrael. It's floating on the water. So it has a din of chutz laaretz, but the Braisa says that a svina in Eretz, that a svina is a din like Eretz Yisrael, is talking about where the boat is goshashas. It's resting on the karka of the nahar, and therefore it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So now the Gemara assumes that we compare the din of avir of Eretz Yisrael to the din of mayim in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. So the Tana holds that a svina on mayim is not considered to be mechubar lekarka because the water is chotzeitz between the karka and the bottom of the boat. So if you hold that way, you're also going to hold that which grows in airspace of Eretz Yisrael is also not mechubar lekarka because the air is mafsik between the ground and where something is growing. So with that assumption, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, if you have a flower pot that has a hole at the bottom of the flower pot, but it's not resting directly on the ground. It's put up on some pegs. It's held up by some posts in Eretz Yisrael, and you plant something in that flower pot, and perils start to grow. So that's subject to the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether those perils are chayiv in Trumas or Maisos. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a boat that's floating on the water in the river is not considered mechubar lekarka. So hu hadin, an otzitz that's hanging in the airspace on top of Yesedos is not considered to be mechubar to the aretz, and minat Torah should not be chayiv in Maisos. Whereas according to the Chachamim, that a boat that's on water is considered to be mechubar lekarka, the otzitz that's hanging in the air on top of Yesedos is also considered to be mechubar lekarka, and the peros that grow in there are therefore chayiv in Trumas and Maisos min haTorah. So says Gemara, nah, Amar Rava dil malohi. Maybe that comparison is not correct. Ad kanokam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. All that Rabbi Yehuda says zel besvina by a boat, he says it's not considered mechubar lekarka because a boat is asuya livroach. A boat moves; it's always moving, and therefore, if it's not mamish stuck in the mud, if it's not actually in the ground of the riverbed, then it's not considered to be mechubar lekarka. Aval atzitz she'eno asuya livroach, but an atzitz which doesn't move, it stays in place, even though it's in the airspace and not on the ground. Lo, Rabbi Yehuda would not say that that doesn't have a din of mechubar. Rabbi Yehuda would think that the atzitz does have a din of mechubar. So that's the Gemara says that you could theoretically distinguish between a boat that where the water is between the ground and the bottom of the boat versus a flower pot where the air is between the ground and the bottom of the flower pot. Not just a theoretical distinction, Tosas and Zayinam Beis, Dibra Maskul Dilma, says Kenua Emes, that this isn't just a theoretical distinction, it's not just a Dechia Bialma, that this is in fact what we paskin. The Atzitz k'mechubar, because we do in fact treat an Atzitz as if it's mechubar. Dibra Perika Shalech, I mean, an Enkos and Prusbol, Ela Al Atzitz Nakuv, because in Perika Shalech, the Gemara is going to say that you can write a prosbul on Atzitz Nakuv, and it says over there that we're talking about a case where it's on a peg of some sort. The next statement the Gemara is about to make is just a dichur bialma, but this statement is actually la halacha. What Tosfos is referring to is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin says that there's a din that ain't close and prusbul unless the lova has karka, that the lova has to own karka in order to be eligible to write a prusbul. So the Gemara over there says you can write a prusbul to the malda if the lova has an otzitz nakuv. So the Gemara says, well, if the lova has an otzitz nakuv, then he must have karka also, because he must have the karka that the otzitz nakuv is sitting on. So that karka is enough to forget about the otzitz. The karka that's under the otzitz should be enough of an ownership to write a prusbul on. So the Gemara answers, no, the karka doesn't belong to him, and the otzitz is not munach on the karka. It's on yesedos. It's on some sort of platform. It's on some sort of pegs where it's elevated above the karka. So it sounds like an otzitz al gabi yesedos is a davar pasha that's considered to be mechubar lekarka. And the same is true in Hilchos Shabbos, that an otzitz nakuv al gabi yesedos is considered mechubar. That's what both Rashi and Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos write, that it's considered mechubar to the point that if you then take it, if you then move it, that's considered to be that you were toleish on Shabbos, that it's mabish considered to be mechubar lekarka. Now the Rambam in the 8th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos Rabbis disagrees with Rashi and Tosos, and he holds that if you have a gavshushis al afar shaluba asavim, or gavshus shalafar rather shaluba asavim, you have a clod of earth that something is growing out of, and you pick up that entire clod of earth from the ground and you put it on your yesedos, you put it on a peg, you're chayiv mishum tolesh. And if it was al gabi yesedos and you put it on the ground, you're chayiv mishum zoreya. So the lechora, that's the same as notetznaku. And the Rambam holds that it's considered tolesh and zoreya when you move it from the actual ground to al gabi yesedos. So the Rambam seems to assume that it's not really considered mechuber lekarka. So the Bir Halacha writes in Siman Shin Lamed Vav that la halacha, we don't pass like this Rambam. He says eino chinami. The Rambam is against Rashi and Tosfos, but in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Beis Siv Gimel, where we pass like Rashi and Tosfos, because the Shulchan Aruch allows being mekaneach on Shabbos with the tzrar sha'alu ba'asavim, that you're allowed to one is allowed to wipe oneself with a rock that has a savim growing from it. But if it's tolish midaraisa for covenant brios, we don't allow isum daraisa. We only allow isum drabanan. Elamai, we must not pass like the Rambam. It's not tolish midaraisa. It's tolish midrabanan only. So we actually paskin like this tachia that the Gemara says that notzitz she'ino asui levroach is different than it's svina. That's asui levroach. That a svina is constantly moving, and therefore it's not considered mechuber lekarka. But notzitz, which is ein osay levroach, Rabbi Yehuda never said that it's not mechuber. It does have a din of mechuber if it's not munach on the aretz. It's considered to be mechuber lekarka even when it's not munach on the aretz. Inami, and we could also be mechalik within the sheet of the rabbanon. Now this chiluk we don't hold like la halacha that ad kan lo kami rabbanon asam ela besvina. The rabbanon only said what they said by a Svina de lo mafsik avira. They only consider that which is in a boat to be attached to the ground, because there's no air between the ground and the bottom of the boat. We view the water as part of the ground. So it's as if the boat is resting directly on the ground. Aval otzitz the mafsik avira, but by an otzitz where it's mafsik avira, where there's air in between the otzitz, the bottom of the otzitz and the ground, so then the chacham would say that that's not considered to be mechuber lekarka. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to resolving the stira between the two brisos. Again, we have one brisa that says that if you bring a get on a boat, it has the same din as bringing an Eretz Yisrael, and the second brisa that says it has the same din as bringing a get on Chutz Laaretz. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar legabe a get, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the get that's written on a boat bin a haros to Eretz Yisrael de kuliam lo pligi. If the get were written on a boat or brought were written on a boat in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, then there would be no machlokas tanaim. Everyone would agree that that has the status of a get that was written in Eretz Yisrael. And even though there is a machlokas about trumas and maestros on a boat that is floating on the water, that we cannot compare the dinim of trumas and maestros and Shvius, which are all based on yinika minakarka, to the dinim of a get, which are based on being within the borders of Israel. So while it's true that that there's a machlokas tanayim about stuff that grows on a boat that's floating on the river, that's because it's a question of yinika minakarka. Is it being yonik from karka of Eretz Yisrael? But when it comes to a get, if you're in waterways that are Eretz Yisrael, you're within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, everyone's going to agree that that has a din of a get that's written in Eretz Yisrael. El ki pligi, the whole machlokas in the brisa is about a boat that's biyam hagadol. Oh, it's a boat that's in the yam hagadol. We're going to have a machlokas in the brisa about certain places in the yam hagadol, whether that, those areas are considered Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz. So, and it all revolves around what the western border of Eretz Yisrael is. And the two brisas that we have are also talking about a get that's written in one of these disputed territories, so to speak, that are subject to this machlokas tanaim, that kind of dispute among tanaim, whether it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. That one braisa holds, like the Tana that holds, that makom that we're talking about as a din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't need to say b'fani nichtav or b'fani nechtam. And the other braisa holds, like the Tana that holds that this space that the boat is in has a din of chutzlart, and therefore you would need to say b'fani nichtav from Fani Nechtam. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's bring the brises that talk about what the western border of Eretz Yisrael is. A little bit of background, the Rambam in Shumos Perek Aleph explains that the gvulos of this brisa are the gvulos of are the borders of the kibush of Olei Mitzrayim. That when the first time we conquered Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua, so that was Nikva, certain borders of Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah is Kovea those borders. That's what we call Olei Mitzrayim. Now Eretz Yisrael became Kadosh with the kibush of Yehoshua, and we became Chayiv in all the mitzvos of Tlius Ba'aretz. But when we went into Galus, that Kedusha was batel. So the Radvaz writes that Yeshua knew that that Klal Yisrael would one day go into Galus from Eretz Yisrael. So milichatchila, he was not Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael on a permanent basis. He was only Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael up until the point of Galus. So as the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud says, according to one of the Tanaim, Kedusha Rishona of Yehoshua was Kitchel L'Shaita V'lo Kitchel L'Asalavo. But then when Ezra came back from Bavel in the days of Bayesheni, they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael again, and that time it was with an absolute Kedusha that was never going to be Batel, even after we get sent into Galus again. So the borders of Eretz Yisrael from the days of Ezra, that's called the Gvulos of Ole Bavel. So the Ole Bavel didn't reconquer everything that the Ole Mitzrayim conquered. So Eretz Yisrael is divided into different portions. You have one portion of Eretz Yisrael that the Gvulos of Ole Bavel that are in Eskadesh Li Olam, and they have a Chiyuv of Chumas and Maisus Min HaTorah. Then you have another section of Eretz Yisrael which are within the borders of the Ole Mitzrayim, but not within the borders of the Ole Bavel. Such sections only Chayiv in Chumas and Maisus Midrabanan. They're still Chayiv in Chumas and Maisus, but only Midrabanan, not midaraisa. So anyway, so now the Gemara brings a brisa. Ditanya, we have a brisa. Ezu Eretz, Ezu Chutz La'aretz. Where is the border of Eretz Yisrael that separates Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz? So the brisa starts with the northern border. Now the pasuk says, "Vayilachem hayam agadol gvul ze yilachem gvul yam." That the western border of Eretz Yisrael is the yam, and then the pasuk says, "Min hayam agadol tisa'u lachem har ha'har." That the western border goes to the west, northwest corner where har Hahar is. That's what we call Tore Amnon, is the Har Hahar. So we see that the mountain that's called Tore Amnon is near the Yam HaGadol, and obviously it's a mountain, so it has an incline that goes from the west toward the Yam and toward the south and toward the north. It has inclines on all sides. So the from the Pasuk, we know that the northern border goes through these Ture Amnon. So the question is, does it go where in Ture Amnon? Is it on the bottom of the incline of the mountain? Is it on the peak of the mountain? Is it on the other side of the bottom of the incline of the mountain? So the Tana tells us that the northern border goes through the top of the mountain from west to east. Kol sheshofea v'yorei Mituri Amnon v'lufnim. Any incline of the mountain from Turi Amnon toward the south is Eretz Yisrael. That's already considered Eretz Yisrael. Mituri Amnon v'lachutz. But any incline in the mountain that goes northward is Chutzala Aretz. So basically, the border is on the peak of Turi Amnon. Because anything south, anything any incline toward the south is Eretz Yisrael. Any incline toward the north is Chutzala Aretz. So now the Bryce is going to go to the western border of Eretz Yisrael. Israel. So we said, well, the western border is the Yam. So the northwestern border is the Sfas Hayam to the foot of Turi Amnon at the end of the incline toward the west. So it's possible to say that from that spot the western border goes through the goes across the edge of the Yam all the way down southward from the Turi Amnon all the way south. So to the point that all of the islands in the Yam are Chutz La'aretz, because it just runs along the border, it runs along the beach, it runs along the water, the edge. So, but the Braisa tells not so. Hanisin Shabiyam, when it comes to the islands that are in the Yam, Ro'nosan kiluchut matuach alei mituri Amnon anach Mitzrayim. We draw an imaginary line from Turi Amnon to Nach Mitzrayim. Minachut v'lefnim, anything that's inside, that's more toward Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. And min al-chutz v'l-chutz, anything outside of the line is going to be chutz la'aretz. It's going to be considered chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Kol shekeneged Eretz Yisrael, any part of the Yam HaGadol that's toward Eretz Yisrael, hareu k'Eretz Yisrael, shenemar gvul yam v'yilecham hayam HaGadol gvul zeh yilecham gvul yam. So it says, hayam HaGadol u'gvul. So it tells us that the western border and the word gvul is extra, because it says in the beginning of the pasuk, gvul yam v'yilecham hayam HaGadol. So we already know that the western border is the yam. So from that extra word, Rabbi Yehuda learns that yes, the Yam HaGadol marks the gvul, but it's on the inner part of the gvul, meaning the yam that's across from Eretz Yisrael is included within the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and it goes all the way until the Yam Ukainus. So all of the islands that are across from Eretz Yisrael in the Yam HaGadol have a din of Eretz Yisrael, not only what's inside that imaginary line that the Rabbanon drew, but anything that's across from the Yam HaGadol, that any islands up until Ukainus is going to be considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael and be subject to all the mitzvos hatlios ba'aretz v'anisin shabbat stadin. But the islands that are not directly across from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, they're either a little further north or a little further south. Then ro'nason kiluchut matuach alein mikapluria ad Yam Ukainus. Then we draw another line from the tops of Turei Amnon until Yam Ukainus, and that's the northern border of the Yam. Uminachal Mitzrayim v'ad Yam Ukainus, and that which is from Nachal Mitzrayim, which is on the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, we also draw a chut westward until Yam Ukainus, and that's the southern border of the Yam. So there, minachut v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, anything south of the northern border and north of the southern border, any of those islands are considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Minachut v'lechut is chutz laretz, but anything outside of that chut has a din of chutz laretz. So now that we see that there is a machlokas about which islands in the Yam HaGadol are considered part of Eretz Yisrael and which ones are not, so now we could be miyashiv the brisos that both brisos are talking about a get that's written on a boat that was in Yam HaGadol across from Eretz Yisrael, but outside of the imaginary line that the Rabbanan drew. The Rabbanan drew this imaginary line from Turi Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim, and they said anything that's inside that line is Eretz Yisrael, anything outside that line is Chutz La'aretz. But the Rabbi Yehuda said, no, everything across from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. So you're dealing with a boat that's outside that line, but it's across from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, good, it's Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanan are going to say, no, it's Chutz La'aretz. So the Braisa that says that it's maybe get Chutz La'aretz is Eretz Yisrael is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa that says that it's maybe get Chutz La'aretz is assuming like the Chachamim. So that's how the Gemara resolves this stira. When you bring a get from a boat, is that considered like Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? Well, we're in one of these disputed locations. We're talking about a boat that's in a part of the Yam that's in one of these disputed locations between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Achronim point out that L'chora, we could have just said that both prices are talking about a boat that's in Yam HaGadol and they're both going like the Chachamim, but the Brisa that talks about maybe that says that it's Chutz La'aretz is talking about a boat that's outside of that Chut, and the Brisa says in Eretz Yisrael is talking inside of the chut, or that's how the Maram Shif asks the question, or the Rashash points out we could have said both brises are going according to the Rabbanan, but the brise that says that it's Kamevi Beretz Yisrael is talking about a boat that's in the Naharos of Eretz Yisrael, whereas the brise that says it's Kamevi Bechutz is talking about a boat that's in the Yam HaGadol beyond the chut, meaning it's the same question. Meaning, why do you have to say that they're arguing the Machlok Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, and the boat is pumped in the area that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan disagree about? Everyone holds that there's a line somewhere, right? So, especially the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan actually draw a line where they say that to the east of this line is no good to the west of the line. So everyone holds that there's a line somewhere. So just say that that's the machlokas. That not a machlokas. That one Bryce is talking about when it's on that side of the line. The other Bryce is talking about when it's on that side of the line. All the Achronim ask the Kasha, none of them answer it. They don't understand why the Gemara has to make this into a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Anyway, Rabbanan, hai ugvul mai abdilei. What did the Rabbanan do with the extra word ugvul? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda had used the extra word ugvul to tell me that anything that's across from the mainland of Eretz Yisrael in the Yam HaGadol is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. What do the Rabbanan do with that word ugvul? Mi bayilei lenisin. They use it to tell me that all of the islands that are inside of that chut, of that you know, imaginary line that they drew are considered Eretz Yisrael, because without a riboy in the pasuk, I would have assumed that it just runs along the shore, that the line is not a straight line that could be drawn as they drew it, but it just runs along the shore. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Nisan lo tzrifikra, you don't need a pasuk to tell me about the islands, they're within the border of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Chacham, you need a pasuk, because you might think that it runs, that you go with natural borders. You don't get to draw an imaginary border. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as far as it relates to Surya. So a little bit of background. Surya is Aram Tzova. David HaMelech was Kovesh Surya for himself. The Navi and Shmuel Beis tells us that Kibush Surya was a Kibush Yachid done by David HaMelech, and there's a Machlokas Tanoim about the status of that Kibush. It's a Sugya Mesech Savod Zar Daf Chaf Aleph, where Rabbi Yossi holds Kibush Yachid is Lav Shmei Kibush, so it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and Rameir holds Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush, and therefore those areas that David HaMelech conquered called Surya do have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, our Gemara is going to discuss specifically if you sell an Eved to Surya. So it's important to know, we have a halacha that it's Asr to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz ever, unless you're going Lilmo Torah or Lisa Isha. Those are the only two good reasons the Rambam says, based on the Sugyan of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, to get married or to learn Torah, you're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. It's we've pointed out many times in the past, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos does not list Yishuv Eretz Yisrael among the mitzvos. Some of the Achronim understand that the Rambam thinks the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is only a mitzvah midrabanan. They're medayik similarly from Rashi. The Rashi on Va'arashim Esaretz V'yishavtim Ba, Rashi writes that that if you are Yoresh Eretz Yisrael from its inhabitants, then you're allowed to settle there. So the Ramban already points out that according to Rashi, it's not a mitzvah saseh. That pasuk is not a mitzvah saseh of a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But the Ramban strongly disagrees. The Ramban is not, it says that the pasuk is not telling you that, oh, if you you take your Yoresh Eretz Yisrael from its inhabitants, then you can dwell there. No, it's saying you have a mitzvah. Va'arashtem es haaretz. Go take the land. Go conquer the land. You have a mitzvah to settle the land. V'yishavtem ba. You have an obligation to settle the land. But whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabanan, it's certainly a mitzvah. And because of that mitzvah, you're not allowed to leave. So the only allowed to leave if it's to Lisa Isha or Lilmo Torah. So because of that Isser, the Chachamim were goes there, because of that Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim were goes there, that an Eved Kanani that lives in Eretz Yisrael and his master decides to sell him to someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz, that the Eved Kanani immediately goes free. And the reason is because an Eved is Chayiv Mitzvos Ki Isha, so when you are selling him, you're forcing him to give up on all those mitzvos. So what if you sell him to Surya? You don't sell him to Chutz Laaretz property, you sell him to Surya. So says the Mishnah, Rameir Omer Akko Keretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah said that Rameir says that Akko has a status of Eretz Yisrael as far as Gittin is concerned. So by my name, Rabbi Chiya Barabba, they asked Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Hamocher Avdol the Surya, if a person sells an Evet to Surya, to a person who lives in Surya, Kamocher B'Chutz Laaretz Dami, is that like you sold him an Evet to a person who lives in Chutz Laaretz and is Yotzei L'Cheirus, because we make a Kanas on the Lokeach not to bring an Evet outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the reason is because an Evet is Chayv Mitzvos Ki Isha, he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Now from Rashi explains that the reason is because when you sell him to Chutz Laaretz, you're being machshel him in the Isra Yitzia Mea Aretz. So you see that from Rashi, L'chora, that an Isha is Mitzuva on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because an Eved is Chayv Mitzvos Ki Isha, and we're saying that how could you be machshel this Eved to bring him into Chutz Laaretz? That's an Isra of Yitzia Mea Eretz Yisrael. Well, the Isra of Yitzia Mea Eretz Yisrael is only a function of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it's clear from Rashi that a woman is also chayiv in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Ran writes in the end of Maseches Ksubos, that a woman is chayiv in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Halevi just points out in the Chelek Beis, Simen Nun, that according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is derived from V'yirashtamos of V'yishavtem ba, a woman should technically be potter, because there's no V'yirashta for Nisha, she has in the Chelek ba. And that she's not included in Via Shafta. So, if she's not part of Via Rashi, she's also not part of Via Shafta. So, we always think of the Ramban as like the strongest statement of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which it is in a certain sense. The Ramban says absolutely mitzvah daraisa. But because of the pasuk that he attaches it to, it may mean that a woman doesn't have a chiyuv of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban. Whereas if you say that it's a drabana and this or that, it comes from somewhere else. And so then a woman's going to be chayiv the same as a man. So, anyway, but they want to know if you sell an Eved to Chutz Laaretz, is that to Yisuria, is that the same? Is selling to Chutz Laaretz, low. So Amrlu, so Rabbi Chiya Barabbas said Tinisua. We can learn from a Mishnah. Ramei Romer Akko Keretz Yisrael Legitin. That Akko has a din of Eretz Yisrael for Gitin. Legitin in Avadim Lo. It sounds like Akko does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Avadim. That's like selling an Eved to Chutz Laaretz. And Akko is right there. The Kolchkin Surya Demerk Katuva. So if even Akko has a din of Chutz Laaretz for Mocher Avdo, so for sure Surya has a din of Chutz Laaretz for Mocher Avdo. So now the Gemara is going to get into the dinim of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim and what status Surya has. So essentially what happened was Chazal saw that Nachrim were mezalzel in their mesim, and they were burying fetuses and other dead bodies all over the place without marking any graves. So Chazal were gozer that the gush of Eretz Ha'amim is Tameh. But there were three stages to that gezera. The Gemara in Shabbos of Yudalan and Beis tells us that in the beginning of the Tkufa of Bayesheni, Yossi ben Yehuzer Yisreda and Yossi ben Yochanan Yishulayim made a gezera of Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. So Truma that touches the dirt of Eretz Ha'amim became Tamei Misafek. You weren't able to burn that Truma. It was only Tamei Misafek. Then the Gemara in Shabbos Tezvav HaMinalf tells us that 80 years before the Churban, a few hundred years later, the Chachamim of that generation were gozer Tumah not only on the Gush of Eretz Ha'amim, but on the Avir of Eretz Ha'amim. And that was also a Tumah Safek. So now at that stage in history, we had the ground was Tameh with Tumah Safek, and the Avir was Tameh with Tumah Safek. And then a few years after the Churban, when Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, there were gozer in Usha that on the Afar of Eretz Ha'amim, Betumas Vadai. They upgraded the Tumah of the Gush of Eretz Ha'amim from Tumas Safik to Tumas Vadai. The Avir remained Tumas Safik. So those were the three stages of the Gezerah of Tumah. Now in our sugi, we're going to have to figure out what Avir means. Does that mean just Tumas Ohel, that when you're Mahil over the ground of Eretz Ha'amim, that's what we mean by Tumas Avir? Or does it just mean that touching the air of Eretz Ha'amim, even if you're not Mahil, even if you have a Dover HaChotzeit, where there's no Tumas Ohel over the Eretz Ha'amim, that you become Tameh? So Tan Rabban, the Braisa tells, B'shloshu drachim shav say Surya l'Eretz Yisrael, B'shloshu l'chutz l'aretz. There are three ways that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, three ways that it's like Chutz l'aretz. And Simen Av Bar Rak, that's those six letters are Simen to these six halachos. So number one, Afar Tameh k'chutz l'aretz. The ground of Surya is Tameh like Chutz l'aretz, like Eretz Ha'amim. Number two, V'amokhra Abdul l'Surya k'mokhra b'chutz l'aretz. If you sell your Eved Surya, it's like you're selling him to Chutz l'aretz. The Tashbetz asks the question in Tshuva. He says, if the Tana holds a kibush yachr shmei kibush and Surya is chayiv in Shumas Amayisros, so then why would it be that it's k'mokhra l'chutz l'aretz? The whole is sort of being mokhra Abdul l'chutz l'aretz is that you're taking away the mitzvah satulius baretz from him. But how can you then thread that needle that say that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael l'gabi Shumas Amayisros, so it's chayiv in all the mitzvah satulius baretz? Oh, but you better not sell your Eved there. Why not? If the whole problem of selling the Eved there is you're taking away the mitzvahs. So that's the Tshuva's Tashbetz raises that question. But be that as it may, it's what the Braisa says. That if you mokhra Eved l'Surya, it's like you sold l'chutz l'aretz. And number three, that maybe get me Surya, ki maybe m'chutz l'aretz. If you bring get from Surya, you have to say b'fani nechtam, just like a bring get from chutz l'aretz. U'b'shlosh l'aretz shol. There are three ways that it's similar to Eretz Yisrael. Chayev is b'meisr b'shviyas k'aretz Yisrael. It's chayev in meisr and shviyas, like Eretz Yisrael. Number two, v'arotzeh l'ikanis l'betara nichnas. There's a possibility to enter Surya without becoming tameh b'tumas Eretz Ha'amim, which is something that's not possible in chutz l'aretz, we'll soon see. And number three, v'akonu sadu b'surya, k'konu b'farvare Yerushalayim. If you buy a field in Surya, it's as if you're buying in the nice neighborhoods of Yerushalayim. So now, the Gemara explains the Braisa. When the Braisa says, chayev b'meisr b'shviyas, k'aretz Yisrael, k'savar kibush yachad shmei kibush. Why is it chayev b'meisros and shviyas like Eretz Yisrael? Because apparently we're assuming the kibush that David HaMelech did, the kibush yachad is a real kibush, and therefore it gives Surya the din of Eretz Yisrael to be chayev in meisros and shviyas. V'arotzi l'karnis b'betara. The Braisa also said that if you want to enter Surya b'tara without becoming
tameh with tumas aretz ha'amim nichnas. That's a possibility. You could do that. But didn't we say that the dirt of Surya is tameh? So how's it possible that you could enter Surya without becoming tameh? And the Gemara, sure you could do it. B'shita tevo migdal. If you come inside of a box with people carrying the box, and therefore you're going to remain tar, because we're assuming b'shita tevo migdal is that there's a chatzitza between the ground and where you are. So that's possible only in Surya, but in the rest of to Amim, you can't do that, because even Shida Tevo Migdal, you're still going to become Tameh in the rest of Eretz Amim. Because the Brisa tells us Hanichlas Eretz Amim B'Shida Tevo Migdal Rebbe Mitameh. Rebbe holds that you're still Tameh, and the reason is because Oel Zaruk Shmei Oel, according to Rebbe, that an Oel that's not standing in place, that's moving, is that Rebbe holds is Lav Shmei Oel, is not considered an Oel, and therefore the bottom of the Shida the Tevo Migdal is not going to be Chotzit B'fnei Atuma, so you're being Mahil on Eretz Ha'amim. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says Noel Zaruk is called an Oel, and therefore the bottom of the Shita Tevo Migdal will prevent the Tuma from hitting you in the box. So the Brisa that allows entering Surya B'Shita Tevo Migdal works well even according to Rabbi, because Vafilu Rabbi Lo Kametame El Eretz Ha'amim. When Rabbi said that Noel Zaruk Lav Shmei Oel, and therefore if you go inside Chutz La'aretz in a box, you're still going to become Tameh. That's only Be'eretz Ha'amim, but that's not in Surya. To Gozru al Gusha ve'al Avira. Because in Eretz Ha'amim, there are Gozru on the Gush, on the ground itself, and on being Mahil. Avira means that you can't even be Mahil over the ground of Eretz Ha'amim. Aval Surya al Gusha Gozru. But in Surya, there were Gozru on the Gush, there were Gozru on the actual ground of Surya, that if you touch the ground, if you move the ground, you become Tameh. But al Avira lo Gozru. But there were never Gozru on being Mahil on the ground of Surya. You don't become Tameh from that. So if you enter Surya in the Shita Teva Migdal, you don't become Tameh, because you never touched, you never moved, you never did anything with the ground itself, and there is no Tumas Ohel. Now, the Pnei Yeshua points out that if the Gzeir of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim was on the Avir Mamish, you understand why there were not Gozer in Surya, because the Tosos says in Maseches Nazir that there were Gozer on the Avir Eretz Ha'amim in order that people should not go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. But Surya has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So because Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, so then it makes sense that they would never have been Gozer on the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim. So now the Gemara, continuing to discuss Surya, talks about a particular ramification about the Isra of Amir al-Nachri to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. Whether you tell him to do it on Shabbos, you tell him to do it before Shabbos, there's an Isra of Amir al-Nachri. So the Brisa says, Vakona sada b'Surya kikona b'farvara Yerushalayim. One of the lines in the Brisa was, when you buy a field in Surya, it's like you're buying in the nice neighborhoods of Yerushalayim. So the Mayi Hilchasa, what's the nafkamina la'alacha about, you know, that doesn't sound like halacha, that just seems like a very nice statement, that it's as if it sounds like an advertisement in the Five Times Jewish Times about Aliyah. You know, buying this new neighborhood, it's like you're buying in the nice areas of Yerushalayim. What does that have to do with halacha? So what does that mean? The Ma'il. So some Rav Sheish says, Lomar, to tell you that if a Jew buys from a guy, a Jew buys a field in Surya from a guy, and the guy says, I have to sell it today, I'm leaving, and it's Shabbos, Shekos v'nalavono, afil b'Shabbos. You can write a shtar mechira for it, even on Shabbos. Says Mar, b'Shabbos al gadaitach? You can write a shtar mechira on Shabbos, kosei doraisa. So Kedam Rava, no, not that you're going to write it. Omer lo b'chavim v'yosa. Just like Rava says in Masech Shabbos that for a chol shein bo sakana, you could do amiru l'nachri and let the nachri do the malacha. Hachanami, over here also, when it comes to buying the land in Eretz Yisrael, Omer lo b'chavim v'yosa, that you're allowed to do amiru l'nachri and the nachri will write to the shtar. And even though Amir Lenachri is Nisid Rabbanan, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Gozer Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not make the Gzeira, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Tosos Rid points out Dafka Amir Lenachri, we allowed Mishum Yishver Yitzchol, but we're not going to allow other Yisurim Drabbanim Mishum Yishver Yitzchol. Amir Lenachri is a little bit different than other Drabbanim because it really doesn't involve any Maisa of a Jew whatsoever. It's only Amira of a Jew. In Shulchan Aruch is quoted La Halacha in Siman Shin Vav Sefer Aleph that in order to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do Amir Lenachri. And the Rama writes in the name of the Yer Zerua that you should be makbid, that the guy should write Beloshon Laz, not Beloshon HaKod. Beloshon Kodesh, because it could be that the writing Beloshon Laz is only Kosi Midrabban and not Midaraisa. So the Bir Halacha points out none of the other poskim say that way. Most of the other poskim assume not like the Azrua, they assume that writing in English is also Kosi Midaraisa. But nevertheless, that's part of the discussion over here. Is this a Shvus to Shvus? Amir Lenachri to do with Rabbanan? Amir Lenachri to do with Daraisa? Only for Eretz Yisrael, but for other mitzvos, maybe only a Shvus to Shvus would be allowed, maybe not to tell him to do Kosiv Daraisa. Fine, a lot to say over here. Tan Rabbanan, Eved Shevi Gito, if an Eved brings his own get, his own Shtar Shichur, the Kosiv Bo, and the Shtar Shichur says, Atzmecha u'nechasai k'nuyin lecha. It's two clauses. You are being koned, I'm being makne you to yourself, meaning you're going to go free, and your nechasim are going to be koned, and all my nechasim are going to be koned to you. So now for himself, it's like a shtar, it's like a get, where you're allowed to say b'fani nechtam to be mekayin. So atzmo kana. So if he says b'fani nechtam, that is a kiyum, and therefore he becomes he goes free. But nechasim lo kana. But the nechasim is not kana unless he's mekayim the get properly. It's not that lo kana at all. It means that you need two edim to be mekayim a get, because we only allow b'fani nechtam for like a real get or a shtar shichur. So yibaylu kol nechasai k'nuyin lachmau. What if it was one clause that just said kol nechasai k'nuyin lach? So three opinions: Abaye, Rava, and Abaye. Abaye changes his mind at some point. Amar Abaye mitok shekana atzmo kana nechasim. Abaye says, look, if it works to say b'fani nechtam for himself, it will work for the nechasim as well. Amar le Rava bishlam atzmo likni migdidave aget isha and nechasim lo likni migdidave akim shtars di alma. No, b'fani nechtam works for the get part. It doesn't work for the nechasim part. Hadar Amar Abaye mitok shlo kana nechasim lo kana atzmo. Then Abaye's second version is we got to be consistent, but in the other direction, that if Fani Nechtav doesn't work for the Nechasim, it's not going to work even to free himself. Amalei Rava, Bishlam Nechasim lo likni mi tadav hakim shtars di alma. I get that it's not going to work for the Nechasim. Ela atzmo likni mi tadav haget isha. Ela Amalei Rava, echotzeh v'echotzeh. So there are two versions of Abaye, that it either works for nothing or it works for everything, and Rava splits it and says that Fari Nechtam will work for him to be Kona himself, but not for him to be Kona the Nechasim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amalei Ravada Bar Masna. Have a good day, everybody.